This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. We found out today fewer Americans are filing claims for unemployment insurance, also known as jobless claims. 228,000 people for the week ending April 1st. Also on its way down is the pace of wage increases in this economy. Payroll processor ADP reported yesterday that pay growth for private sector workers decelerated in March, both for workers who stayed in their jobs and for those who quit to take new ones. Economists expect a similar story in tomorrow's jobs report. In general, this slowdown in wage increases is something the Fed will welcome in its efforts to tamp down on price increases. But rising wages are the very thing helping workers keep up with rising prices. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
What level of wage growth does the Fed want right now? Well, the goal for price inflation is around 2%. The standard formula for target wage growth, says Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute, is that you add
long-term productivity growth, that's about 1.5%. So anything in the 3.5% range is certainly not going to be driving inflation.
Some workers have been getting much bigger raises recently. Gould's been crunching the numbers for the lowest paid 10% of workers, many of whom are service workers who've been in high demand for the past couple of years.
Those lower wage workers saw faster wage growth, about 9% between 2019 and 2022, much faster than at the middle of the wage distribution.
As wage growth slows, it's likely to hit workers up and down the income ladder. But even many workers who get raises are likely to lose ground as the economy slows. Dave Gilbertson tracks how many hourly workers punch in for how long at payroll processor UKG, which is a marketplace underwriter.
People are working less overtime, working fewer shifts per week.
Gilbertson says employers are facing slackening demand, higher interest rates, and economic uncertainty.
Companies are broadly trying to manage their labor spend, recognizing that there have been elevated wages over the last couple of years now. One way to manage is to allow fewer hours for workers. Over a couple of months, I think employees are going to be in a tighter spot financially.
Less money in people's paychecks will tend to help the Fed fight inflation, just hopefully without making consumers pull back so much it tips the economy into recession. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.